The formula that you guys have to use now to win is different than the formula you guys thought you were going to have maybe, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. How difficult of an adjustment is that?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's difficult. I think you just got to know, you know, how, you know, that we're, you know, using some different personnel, using some different formations, you know, just a commitment to the run, you know, and we got to throw the ball better. We got to do some other things, but hey, we got to run the ball. We got to be physical up front, try to play, you know, field position, play, you know, ball control, those type of things. But yeah, still got to find completions, got to convert on, you know, get into good third down situations, convert on those a little bit better. But hey, we still got to execute, and that's what it comes down to.
It's a lot less passing for a quarterback.
Yeah, a lot less passing, and you know, that's just the circumstances of what we were in last week. You had, you know, some new receivers, different guys, a lot of, you know, playing their first, you know, playing some of their first games, and first games in a while. So you know, you had to be careful. It wasn't gonna be a game we're gonna go throw it 40 times, and you know, so we got to just be, you know, we still got to throw it. We got to hit some shots. We got to make some plays, but you just got to be smart about it.
Do you figure that at some point you're gonna need more out of the passing game and more of those receivers to win consistently?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I think you, you know, we are. I think it was just a case of how the game was going. Had a little lead in the fourth quarter, so I don't know if we threw a pass in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, that's the way the game worked out. Defense was playing well, and so you know, we didn't you know, have to throw it much there at the very end. But you know, I thought the first half we were pretty efficient. You know, when we did throw the ball, you know, got some completion, got some big plays in the passing game. So if we can play that way and you know, hit some big plays in the passing game, when we do throw, be effective with it.
Eli, the way the running game's gone the last few weeks, though, is becoming much more of an impact now. At what point do teams have to start respecting it, and you'll see a difference in how they play you because of it?
Well, I think you know, teams will, you know, all the teams we've played, they've had, you know, it's not because, you know, they had two safeties deep. You know, that's why we run the ball. You know, last week was, you know, all one high for the most part. You know, previous weeks and you know, versus the Chargers was, you know, one high safety. So it's going to be the same this week. Seattle's not a too high team. You're going to get one high. They don't want to, you know, slow down the run, I'm sure. So we got, you know, still got to run it. We got to throw it.
It's like having Sully call the plays. I mean, is it that much different?
No, it's not, you know, that much different. I'm used to, you know, he calls them in practice every day. He has for the last, you know, last year, you know, during training camp, during the practices. So I'm used to hearing them in the ear. It's just his rhythm of how he's calling things. So, you know, we kind of have a lot of things scoped out, so you kind of know what plays are coming. And so I think he, you know, had good rhythm and you know, mixing up his play calling.
Is there also something to be said for the fact that you know him, as, you know, a lot longer? I mean, he's been with you almost your entire career. I mean, does that make a difference?
I don't know if it makes a difference. You know, we have a great, you know, we have great communication always during the week in our meetings and what we like and being on the same page. So, you know, I think, you know, have great confidence in Sully. We've been, you know, have been around each other, but, you know, the first time that he's called a game that I've played in, but I think he's done a good job.
How much, maybe more so than most safeties, is Earl Thomas a guy you have to keep your eye on, considering the way he sort of plays and is able to cover the field?
Yeah, he's a, you know, he's just all over the field. He does a good job, you know, just, you know, kind of disregarding maybe his responsibilities and you know, kind of just seeing something and running. So I think he does a great job. If he sees, you know, your eyes, or he's a instinctive player, and he runs fast and seems to get, you know, near spots. And so he's either breaking up passes so you do have to be aware of him. He might be the middle of the field safety, and he sees something, he's running up, and he's at 6 or 7 yards. So you just gotta watch. He can disrupt some reads.
Does that make manipulating the safety more important, probably against the Seahawks than probably most teams?
Well, you got to be careful, you know, trying to do too much, and it's throwing off your timing. So I think you just have to, you still got to go through your reads and just understand, if you're staring too long at something, you know, you got to expect him to be in the area.
When a team is coming off a bye, do you have to be wary of new wrinkles that might be thrown in?
I mean, you know, teams are always going to have a game plan, so you know, you can't overthink too much and and start predicting what they might do. You know, so you got to go with what you've seen them do. You know, they're not a team that changes up too much, but they'll have some new stuff. Third down or different scenarios, they'll have some new things.
How did Sterling look today, and what would his return do to this offense?
Yeah, I thought Sterling did look good today, and just to have a guy who's been in the offense. I've thrown all the routes with him, and just have a confidence in his abilities, and just those reps we've had over the last 2 years.
As a team, is it good to get a guy like DRC back, having a lift like that?
Yeah, I think it's always good to get a veteran guy back and a playmaker like DRC. So, we welcome him right back and saw him today, and it's come back to work.
Did DRC speak to you or the team as a whole today?
No.
Eli, do you sense that the young receivers, stepping in last week, that they're practicing a little faster this week?
Yeah, I think so. Just understanding the rhythm of things and concepts, and just playing that much faster, being on the same page. So we still got some work to do. Just getting in rhythm, and practice will help. But I think every rep, watching the game film, how they're running certain routes will help. Help us get that much better.
Are you working more with them on that, than you would ordinarily?
I think you're always in communication, just talking about certain things, just different reads, and just how you expect the route to be run.